Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go hook him up!
I'm gonna drag you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host Ed in San Antonio, and I was joined by somebody who called in before the theme music even started, so there's no way it could be my co-host. So who's on the line?
I like to talk about wrestling.
Yeah, man? So that just totally shocked me when I saw your number come up on the screen before anything even started. I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck's calling us so early?
Usually I like to get right in the line, right when the music is going.
Usually you call in after the music's already stopped.
Not always. Always on, because it sounds horrible on the phone. The music opens up and like waiting and downloads or something.
It's like 90% of the time, because halfway through I'm thinking, am I just going to just cancel the show because no one's calling in to talk?
I don't know. I was in a good mood. I'm drinking me a rum and coke, so.
Wow. With lime or without?
Without. I'm not weird.
What do you mean weird? It's like a drink. It's called a Cuba Libre. It's the same thing.
I'm not into Lucha Libre, so.
Goddamn racist. But anyway, we are doing a show because last week was the Royal Rumble, which is the start to the road to WrestleMania and also TakeOver. And pretty good weekend for wrestling.
I thought we'd start doing these. We're not doing this stuff weekly. We need to just start doing this for, like, the big shows, you know?
Yeah.
Like the week after or something like that. I like to talk about them, so.
Yeah. So, what do you want to start with?
What's our TakeOver last weekend? I mean, that was you watched it, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched TakeOver.
That main event was something else. It was awesome, I thought.
Yeah, the main event was one of the best WWE matches in a long time. And this show is being called by some people the greatest takeover of all time, which I totally disagree with. I honestly thought it was a really, really good show, but I don't know why it's getting the love or like the overlove that it's getting, because up until the main event, it was a fucking average show at best. And I have problems with
I don't think there was anything bad on it.
There was nothing bad on it. I'm not saying that. The tag match I thought was better than it should have been. I thought those guys worked great together. I thought they told an awesome story. It was led to the finish. Everything I thought, I loved the opening match. Second match.
Those guys, Authors of Pain, they're those good big guys that when you put them with those really good small guys, you have like really great matches.
Yeah, it was like I said, it was they worked that match great and they had a great story and everything, and it helps that some of, you know, they both know like MMA kind of thing, so they were kind of doing some different stuff in the matches, and Bobby Fish and O'Reilly are an awesome tag team, and the Authors of Pain have improved greatly. I mean, they're one of the most improved acts in wrestling in a long time.
I think they're ready to,
where they were.
They should go ahead and bring them up.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah,
I thought that's what they were going to do Tuesday night when the Usos were out there running down everybody they had beaten, and then I forgot about the Bludgeon Brothers. So, but I'm thinking they might be brought up pretty soon. They got a great gimmick. I like the look, the Authors of Pain and stuff like that. And I like Paul Heller
yeah.
being with them. So.
Yeah, they're a great act. I think they could come up now. I don't know if they'd bring Paul Ellering with them, though. That's the thing.
I think he was mainly doing that. Wasn't his daughter in Orlando or something?
Yeah, she pops in here and there. She's not signed, though.
And they only do, like, tapings, like, every once in a while, like, right after the takeovers and stuff. Maybe they'll do, like, a few set of tapings in, like, 2 or 3 months or something, I think. So it's not, like, a big schedule.
I think they're already pretty much in the can for WrestleMania, but usually it's like after they'll film stuff at that weekend, and then they'll tape stuff during the following week, which they did two tape. There was 2 days worth of taping, so they're pretty much done till WrestleMania and stuff. But getting to the second match, and I really like the Velveteen Dream. I really like the act. I think he's got a lot of potential. He also has a long way to go. He's still very green, and he wrestled Fat Ono, and who's really good. I mean, he's actually been one of the best for like a long time. But
I don't like to poke fun at people that are like really great workers, but he looks hideous.
He is. He's funny. He's Fat Ono.
I mean,
yeah,
he's not being brought up. I know that. I don't think.
Oh fuck no, fuck. No.
He's
going to
end up being a trainer there or something.
Yeah, it's so funny, or just someone who can have good matches of like, inexperienced guys, but they had him when he was in the best shape of his life, and they fired him, and then they rehired him when he's in the worst shape of his life. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he is really good. He's just really fat, and he looks
well,
really
I mean,
good.
But just like such a cosmetic business nowadays, you know? People stick out more than they used to. So, I mean, that's an all entertainment, really, you know. So
Yeah, he wouldn't have stuck out so much in the mid-80s, but now he kind of does. But the match, it was a decent match. I even say a good match, but this match is getting so much love. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, he's a great new character, and he's cool, but I don't know. I just don't see what the fuck Harry was making a big deal about this being like a great match.
He's like Tyler Breeze. He's got the great gimmick for like NXT, but I don't think he's gonna play on the main roster as far as, you know, being a top guy.
Yeah, and he's still got the long way to go before he's ready for the main roster. He's still green as shit. And I enjoyed the match. It was a good match, but it's like I hear everyone talking about, oh, it's great, and some people saying it was their favorite match of the show, and it's like, are you just that hard up for something, for a new character or something? Because, like I say, it was good, but what the fuck? I didn't think it was fucking nothing earth-shattering or groundbreaking or anything.
No, I mean, it was just a match, basically. I mean, it wasn't nothing special, but, I mean, it wasn't anything bad either. So
yeah. He was too fat for him. He was too fat for him on one move.
Which one was that? I forget.
When he tried getting him up for his big move, and he did it so fast, and they just went kind of like tumbling down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, surely you can find something that looks better on you than what Ono wears. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Owens is a fat dude. What he wears looks good on him, you know, for his weight. And, I mean, some people, I don't know.
Yeah. Cassius Ono looks like a more closed version of Bastion Booger.
He does, with long hair.
Yeah.
See, I think if the Velveteen Dream gets brought up, you're going to end up having the New Day against, like, they're going to name their trio the Velveteen Brisango or something like that. Who gets stuck with those guys?
Yeah, it's probably.
There's very few
NXT gimmicks that actually try to do something with. I mean, people might say the Shield, but I don't think they were the Shield in NXT. They were just who they were.
They were just like Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. They weren't the Shield until they got to the main roster.
Yeah, that's why they're protected, because of the WWE thing and not an NXT thing. As far as all the NXT things, it's like, what really has fucking gotten over as far as, like, the whole thing, you know what I mean? Asuka maybe
certainly
is the only
isn't the
one.
Ascension.
Right?
I know that wasn't going to get over on the main roster. I mean, that's the NXT gimmick. It would work there. I mean, it's just, I don't know, kind of maybe some of those, like, this. It's like Mad Max bullshit. Maybe I think that's kind of outdated, you know, these looks nowadays with the face
painting. They've been a lot better since they've been hanging out with Breezango, though.
Oh, I just watched it. Those people like those fashion files, I think they're horrible except for the pictures on the wall.
Because
they always got some kind of inside joke or something like that, or they have, I don't know, like pictures of Adrian Street or the Four Horsemen. Or name their stick horse Tully or something like that.
Yeah.
What was next? Next was what, the women?
Yeah. And I didn't like this dude at all. Well, I liked it all until the fucking Ember hit her big move. Like, because I really like Shayna. I like the way they portrayed her in the little skits that they do where she just smirks at all the wrestlers trying to do submissions. And I liked when she took out Dakota Kai, who's actually one of my favorites. And I liked everything they were doing with Shayna. I thought Shayna was doing really good. I thought the match was all right. And then Ember hits her big move with her hurt arm, and she sells it that she's like her arm's like broken in half, and they have the doctors come out to talk to her. And this whole time you have Shayna Baszler just lying in the ring like a fool, just got knocked out. She's been knocked out for 5 fucking minutes and stuff. And they just took too fucking long selling Ember's arm with the doctors and shit. And I thought they made Shayna look fucking horrible. What they should have done is cut that down by 2/3 and had Ember crawl in agony and make the cover. And then have Shayna kicked out. But having her fucking lay there for so long, I thought made fucking Shayna look fucking bad. So then they finally get to continue the match. And then you have Shayna go for an armbar, who's an MMA fighter, Ronda Rousey's best friend. And she's got a goddamn fucking full armbar on for 5 fucking minutes and can't tap the person out, which I think made her even look even weaker than lying there like a fool, like, she couldn't finish her off, and she should have been able to just snap her arm. It would have been one thing if Ember was, like, constantly rolling out or doing whatever she could to fight it, but she was in the damn hold for fucking 90% of that time, and I thought that made Shayna look fucking stupid. The flash pin, I don't mind.
I like the finish because, you know, it
but not after 5 minutes of being in the armbar, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing about the armbar. You watch MMA, and when they sink those in, it's like seconds. See, I'd rather see them, instead of applying an armbar, I'd rather see, you know, do whatever you can to try to put it on. Just can't get it. Finally, you're able to get it, and they tap right out. I'd rather see something like that. You know,
what should have happened is, like I say, they should have cut Ember selling by, like, more than 2/3. Crawl for the pin. When she goes for the pin, Shayna grabs the armbar. Then you have Ember just roll and roll and roll and not get in the armbar, and then just get the flash pin, you know, right away or whatever. They made Shayna to look horrible by being laid out forever and then having her finisher on and not being able to finish it for 5 fucking minutes. I thought they, you know what I mean? I just thought they made it. I thought it was horribly booked.
Remind me of It reminds me of that first Hog Wild pay-per-view in Sturgis back in 96. You know, the WCW pay-per-view where at the end of the match, it was Hogan and the Giant, and Hogan gets the belt and waffles him with it to win the match. Then they had this ongoing, like, post thing with Brutus Beefcake that goes like 10 minutes, and he's just laying there the entire time. You know, just like knocked out for 10 straight minutes from the belt shot. That's kind of what you think of, you know. Just sometimes guys just lay there for way too long, even. I mean, lay there so long they ought to be checked to see if they're breathing, you know. So.
Right.
I do like that move that Shayna does where she bends the arm and stomps on it. That looks fucking brutal.
Yeah, that does look pretty fucked up. But I thought everything was great till the finish, and then they just totally had to overbook it and made it ridiculous.
Yeah. And I think they already signed the rematch for the New Orleans show, so I'm thinking she'll probably get it there.
Yeah. Hopefully.
And you showed
I'm not really that
War Machine.
I'm really not
in
Denver.
I've never seen a War Machine before. They had Ricochet in the crowd and EC3, Ethan Carter's the third from TNA. It's always wild when you see the TNA gimmick from WWE TV. Kind of weird.
Yeah, that was pretty tripped out.
But hey, it's a good name, and they let those guys own their names now, so, you know, whatever.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to keep them. They brought out fucking Hideo Itami as Kenta and then changed his name. They brought out Asuka as Kana, but changed her name, so they can still change their name. It's, you know, they could change their mind in a heartbeat.
Actually, on a Tuesday, they had to acknowledge that Drake Maverick was Rockstar Spud, because everybody was chanting for him, so they said he used to be known as Rockstar Spud. So.
Yeah.
And Ricochet, I think he made his debut under the name Ricochet at the tapings they did last night. So
I think they said his name and had Ricochet, like, as the nickname.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Because I remember they had his real name, and it's like, I can't remember what his real name was, but it said Ricochet in the middle. So,
uh-huh.
I don't think I'm getting bogged down, like, just stuck on, like, the Cruiserweight thing. I'd rather see him on, like, a Raw or SmackDown or something.
Well, they have the Cruiserweights on Raw, so I'm sure he'll be doing shit on Raw. Maybe he'll take Enzo's place and have the love affair with Nia Jax.
Fucking Enzo, god dog.
The funny part is he's probably.
If he did it.
I think he's totally innocent.
I mean, this is some seedy shit going on. I mean, if this did happen to this girl, it's like horrible. That's like the worst thing. I mean, I think that's worse than murdering somebody, pretty much. He's raping somebody.
The girl was bragging about it to other people in text.
She has less credibility
than the girl in the Michael Elgin situation. Who don't even get me started on that.
I mean, her Twitter's wild. I mean, it's some not safe for work shit. Shouldn't be called her Twitter page. Should be called her Twitter page. You know? But if he isn't, make me watch, like, Cruiserweights, because I enjoy since he turned heel and stuff like that. So.
Yeah,
but,
he's an awesome character.
But
they
kind
of
had to do that, especially with all the allegations in entertainment these days. They had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Plus, he didn't fucking tell them.
Yeah, that's the main thing. They're just, like, blindsided by the whole thing. You know, they could have been prepared for it.
Shit, I've been fucking pissed. I mean, it's happened, what, like, October, November or something? That this report was filed? And fucking January. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They probably still would have gotten rid of him anyway, but, you know, whatever.
It would have been a better chance for him to come back if he's, like, totally exonified.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
Exonified, exonerated?
Exonerated, whatever. I fuck up my words sometimes.
what was next? Aleister Black and Adam Cole. I like this match. I like Aleister Black.
I'm not really into Aleister Black. I like Adam Cole, though. I thought this was a really good match, but I don't think it was as good as some people make it out to be. I thought they were fucking... I will say that I fucking kind of screamed when he, what the fuck did he do to Aleister Black, who was, like, on
he
the outside
him,
trying to climb
chairs.
Up? Well, no, not he that spot. I'm not talking about that spot. I'm not talking about that spot yet. I'm talking about where Aleister Black was, like, kind of climbing the turnbuckles on the outside and got hit and then fell backwards and went through the tables. But I had forgot about the tables, and I thought he was just going to fall straight to the floor, and I was like, oh, shit. And then he hit the tables, and I was like, oh, yeah, the tables are there.
Yeah, and I remember where he set up the two chairs, and he just, like, I mean, he got, like, bent over both the, like, the backs of the chairs, and it looked fucking awful.
Yeah, he's Adam Cole is fucking crazy. He does some fucked up shit sometimes.
I thought it was kind of silly having him and Ember Moon in the Rumbles the next night, all taped up and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like they went through these injuries like the night before, and just, I don't know, it just seemed kind of silly for them to be up there in the Rumbles.
It's like they've heard of, I mean, it's like Vince heard how good the shows the day before were and had to kind of like bring everyone back down to earth because the ones from NXT that were in the Royal Rumbles did not have great Royal Rumbles. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, Kairi Sane, who won the what do you call it, the Mae Young Classic, this you know thing that was changing the thing for women and breaking barriers and shit, and then fucking Kairi Sane gets eliminated by fucking Dana Brooke. I almost fucking drew my phone through the TV because I was just so
almost
fucking
did okay.
Stupid.
He lasted for over half an hour. I thought he did good, especially considering
he's
not cool.
Yeah, but when he got eliminated like nothing. And I don't know. I just thought they probably should have gone with people who weren't half killed the night before to be in the Rumble. That way, if they got eliminated, it was no real big deal. You don't, like, hurt anybody or anything.
I think they should have had Gargano come up there. I think he'd have got the biggest reaction of the night, probably. After the night before.
Yeah.
So, that goes to the main event. How do you say Almas's name? I just know the last name. You don't know either.
Karras? Wait.
Well,
I always fucking pretty much refer to him as La Sombra, honestly.
Oh, okay.
C.N. Karras. C.N. Karras. Almost C.N. Karras.
Because I thought that he'd, it used to be, he used to open the takeover shows losing to the new guys. Didn't he?
Yeah, and he sucked.
Kind of wild seeing
he
him
sucked
as a
was
champion.
He sucked as a fucking baby face and started doing better as a heel and finally got his confidence back. Because it used to just blow my mind because I used to watch La Sombra for years and he was one of the three best luchadors in the world. And then all of a sudden he just fucking sucks. And I've been very critical of him. I mean, I thought he was horrible. I thought they fucking hired the wrong dude. This dude just claims he was La Sombra or something. And they should have gone after Valador Jr. or something, but he's finally fucking stepped up in wrestling to his abilities. And getting Zelina Vega, it was a big, big plus for him, too. That really helped the act.
Yeah.
The Mexican Tristratus, basically. And I thought, he's been doing great since she showed up. And they're a great act. And this match was awesome. I mean, Johnny Gargano's one of the best pure baby faces in a long, long time. I mean, he's like Ricky Steamboat. I mean, Ricky Steamboat, Ricky Morton-ish. I mean, the dude just knows how to get sympathy from the crowd. And he's awesome. And almost was being a great heel. And they had, like I say, one of the best matches in WWE in years. And I love the main event, but to me, just because the main event's one of the best matches ever, doesn't make the show the greatest NXT takeover of all time. I don't think it's even close.
I think some are putting the show over more, because I think even though we had some guys that you knew were going to have some good matches, I think it had like less promise than most of the other ones going in. If that makes any sense, you know. I mean, it didn't seem like the big matches like we've gotten on the other takeover shows, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, possibly.
So I mean,
I don't think people are grading, as far as, to be honest,
I can't remember any of the other takeovers. I remember matches. Yeah. I honestly don't remember what shows they were on, so I couldn't say
yeah.
it was the best one. It was the
That's
best
probably
show
why.
Cause
there used to be a time where we could name... Before we knew every show and we could name every match on every show. Now it's like everything CrossFit. So if a show is really good, it's just automatically the best one of all time.
I mean, I think it was for WWE. I mean, I include WWE NXT as the same shit, basically. I mean,
yeah.
It was like, I thought it was the best match, at least in NXT, since when Pete Dunne beat Tyler Bate for the UK title. Last year, I think it was in Chicago. So,
yeah.
And as far as WWE matches, I thought it was better than. I mean, some of the big ones last year was like AJ and Brock, and I think AJ and Cena at the Royal Rumble had a really awesome match, and I thought it was better than those. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I say, it was really great. I just don't think. I wouldn't even put this takeover as probably like in the middle out of all of them.
Yeah, I like the spot when I was expecting something to happen and Candice LeRae was going to go after Vega at some point. Just, you know, that's just like common sense and you got them all out there and family and stuff like that.
Yeah, but when they first showed her, I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Did you see what this ignorant Tammy Sitch wrote this past week or the week before?
No, she's blocked me on Twitter and on Facebook.
She says, I'm reading this article. This Tammy Sitch says Candice LeRae is too ugly for the main roster and bashes intergender wrestling. I guess Candice LeRae does a lot of intergender, did a lot of intergender wrestling or something like that.
She teams with Joey Ryan. They're a tag team.
Okay. Let's see. Tammy Sitch was all fired up on her Facebook account, taking aim at intergender wrestling, stating the most ridiculous, stupid, absurd, most damaging thing to can ever happen to our out business. I don't know if this is her mistakes or theirs, but I wanted to read it like it was written. That's why it's all going to shit in a handbasket so fast. Anybody who supports this should bury themselves alive. And somebody notes that Sitch headlined the Living Dangerously pay-per-view teaming with Lance Storm against Chris Candido and Shane Douglas. I don't remember that. somebody brought up at WWE signed Candice LeRae, someone who helped popularize intergender wrestling. She stated the following, and she was signed to developmental right, which means she's too ugly to ever make it to the big show. What an ignorant fucking thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's obviously never seen Candice LeRae in her life because Candice LeRae is fucking actually very attractive.
I've got news for her. Everybody that you see on main roster has come through from developmental, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, 2018, her talking about somebody being ugly is kind of rich, you know?
Yeah. I still have nightmares from watching her being fucked and farting. Falling off the fucking bed.
Now I remember.
And you're doing porno, right?
I watched that first episode of Black Mirror, and what he did with that pig reminded me of her porn.
What season are you talking about?
The first episode.
Well, I just recently started watching Black Mirror, and when I went to start watching it, usually like when you click on a series and you start watching it, plays season one. For some reason, it started playing season four, so I'm actually going backwards. I've seen season four and season three, but I haven't seen two and one yet.
That first episode, it was like the storyline was, I guess this was a prime minister in England or something. Like this, the princess had been kidnapped, and they said that they returned the princess, but he has to have unsimulated sex with a pig on live television to get her back alive. So this whole show They're wondering what the fuck to do. They're trying to CGI stuff and, you know, get porn actors in there to have sex with a pig. And finally has to break down and have sex with a pig on camera. I mean, well, I didn't see it. He was just, I could see what he's doing, but like, that just, that was, this, it was like this weird, gross storyline, but I couldn't, like, turn it off. It was just one of those things that you just can't put down, even though it's, like, pretty disgusting when you think about it. So.
Well, thanks for the spoilers.
I just gave you what the storyline was.
Yeah, I know. You spoiled the whole thing. Okay. So now I have to seriously consider where I want to watch the show about a guy fucking a pig.
Well, you wanted to watch that movie about when that bear raped Leonardo DiCaprio. So.
I didn't. I don't like Leo. I was just happy that he got raped by a bear.
Oh, and here she says something else. She says, I mean, she's too ugly to ever make it to the big show unless they give her, the girl, some major plastic surgery, i.e. Bailey. Did Bailey have some plastic surgery or something?
She might have got a boob job.
But I mean, she's just a piece of crap. I mean, come on. You know, say something
like
that.
She's just a bitter, drugged-out fucking bitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It's been like that for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's get that out of the way. Royal Rumble, actually, both these shows, actually, for once, I watched both of these live, so... Didn't have to avoid, like, the internet or anything like that. So... I watched a little bit of the pre-show with, I just looked in to see who Bobby Roode was wrestling. He's wrestling Mojo Rawley. So, I didn't much care about that. Did you watch any of the pre-show?
Yeah, I had it on. I was kind of halfway paying attention. I cannot get into the pre-shows because I can't get into matches that have a goddamn commercial to advertise something you're already fucking watching.
And maybe that kind of stuff runs on the preview channels, like for regular pay-per-view or something. I don't know why they do that. I mean, it don't make no sense. We're in the middle of this match, and they go to a break. A break, you're on the fucking network.
Yeah, but even if it's on like a pay-per-view, even if it's on pay-per-view pre-show. You don't have to show the commercial on the network. You can leave that out.
Yeah,
you can just add that to the.
They're having the
match,
and they're going to be talking about the pay-per-view. But they want you to watch anyway.
Yeah.
Most of these undercard matches, these pre-show matches, don't get much talk about them because they're so busy pushing the show. And anyway, I mean, anyway, I thought this was the best. In looking at the. Men and the women. Well, I'll just start at the beginning with the first match, and we'll go to the Rumble and stuff like that with AJ Styles against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in the handicap match for the WWE title. This was a good match. I knew they weren't going to change the title because they're not going to have co-WWE champion. That's just stupid. You know?
I think the two of them could actually make that work, but yeah,
it was
pretty
cool. It's like an old school thing with me, though. You know? Co-world champions is kind of stupid.
The Freebirds are old school. They did that shit.
Did what shit?
The Freebirds were the tag team champions no matter who were the two that fucking won it.
Yeah, this is the singles world title. But not a tag team championship.
Six-man world title. It's world title. Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing as the world heavyweight championship.
It's a world title. Defended by two people, but they were defended by three different people. World six-man tag team champions. It's in the name. World. I don't care if it was a trophy and not belts. It was still the world six-man tag team champions. Oh, tag team, whatever.
It's stupid to have your world title have co-champions. Your world singles championship. Don't have co-champion decisions. It's idiotic.
Yeah, but... Those two dudes could have made it work if they did it.
And plus, I wouldn't ever want to see Sami Zayn as the WWE champion, so I know that would have been happening.
That's true. But no, it was a good match. I liked how they worked it. I liked how fucking Owens and Zayn were stalling for like the longest time, and then just constantly tagging in and out. Thought AJ was great. So yeah, I enjoyed the match.
Yeah, and he pinned the illegal man, like Zayn was the legal man, and they were complaining to.
Which is so funny because they kept pushing. They kept pushing what happened the other week with the Usos and Benjamin and what's his name. They kept bringing it up throughout the whole show, up the whole week mm-hmm. before, and then they do the exact same thing, and then they pretty much did this. They kind of did that where it looked like Benjamin them and had pinned the wrong guy or almost pinned the wrong guy, and they made sure to mention that they had to constantly during that match say that it had to be the right guy, but the match before. That match, they do that where he pinned the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's what always was so weird to me. Like, especially back in the 80s, when you see the Dusty finish. I mean, why does the Dusty finish happen in this match and not another match? I mean, aren't these refs, shouldn't they all be watching the matches?
Yeah. And it was the same ref. It was the same ref from the fucking tag match the week before or whatever.
I just like when they said they complained to Shane. Said Shane, you see what happened out there? He just said yep and walked away. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. And it was funny when they cut away from Owens when he was about to scream.
then was I think was tag title the SmackDown tag title match was the next one. No, this was a good match.
I guess they heard
balls.
Everyone talking about how all. Two out of threes are the same, where the first two falls only last a couple minutes, and then the third fall is the one where they actually do the wrestling. So they just did the complete opposite of that to get back at everybody who was saying what was going to happen in the match.
Now they were doing like WrestleMania near falls in the first fall. So
yeah,
it is a good match, even though it went just two straight falls. I mean, I think they're probably the best teams they got. So, I like Abel and Benjamin.
Yeah, I thought the first fall was great. Second fall was fucking shit, and I think they should have changed the titles.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. And we had the Royal Rumble, the Men's Royal Rumble, the next match. And I actually thought this was probably the best Royal Rumble match since that one that ended with Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, like in 2007. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one. I'd have to think about some other ones. I did like the one where Alberto Del Rio had won. That was a good one. I don't remember when that one was.
I just remember the Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. Then we get,
it was the best one in a while.
Each other. Yeah, I thought it's been a few years since it's been a really good Royal Rumble. I thought this was really good. The Hurricane, I was surprised to see him.
That was cool.
Rey Mysterio, he looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was a big surprise to hear the booyaka.
I like how he's back in the long tights instead of the baggy pants. I guess he doesn't have those big knee braces anymore or something. So I need to cover them up. Man, he looked like in the best shape he's been in years.
Yeah, because he hasn't been resting full-time in years.
Mm-hmm. They got to offer him something. I mean, it was just a part-time deal. I mean, I'd like to see more of him.
He might actually be able to get people to watch 205 Live.
I probably still won't watch it, to be honest with you. But yeah, I like this. I like Nakamura winning. It's a night for the Asians. So.
Yeah. Well, except for Kari Sane, unfortunately. But yeah. I liked how they did. I did like the aspect of having the person everybody wanted to win to be one of the last three with the two people that nobody wanted to win.
Yeah.
Because you never knew when they might just decide to say fuck you and have Cena or Roman win.
Yeah, he's going to win next month in the Elimination Chamber, so. I don't even mind him facing Brock at WrestleMania, you know. I think it'll be good.
I'd rather it be Braun or something.
Braun's a good character. I don't really care to see his work. I don't think he's much in the ring or anything like that.
No, he's Braun Strowman. He didn't have to do much. He just needs to go in there and kill people.
Yeah. And I like the character, but I'm not high on his work or anything. I actually kind of think he sucks, but whatever, he's over. So
that's why you just have him wrestle 2-3 fucking minute matches, even if there are world championship matches. That would make him an awesome world champion if he just kills people in 2-3 minutes.
Brock maybe beat the shit out of him after happening in that 3-1.
Yeah. Well, you remember that first World Rumble that Braun was in where fucking Brock was just beating the shit out of him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I finally realized his face always reminded me of something someone I couldn't put my finger on it. I just figured out today. He reminds me of Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
You're just figuring this out now. I thought that like the first day he fucking came out and roared.
and he even looks like him, you know. So
yeah,
it just popped in my head today. For some reason, popped in my head today or something like that. But yeah, that's who he reminds me of. So then next we had the, we're going to be getting AJ and Nakamura at WrestleMania, so I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah, I mean, why make a big deal of the, of them choosing if they're going
to. I mean, because still they're going to have like a world title match on pay-per-view next month for AJ as well, you know. I don't think it's gonna be any title change or anything. So, next we had the Raw Tag Team Title match, which I thought it was a good story in this match. I mean, it coming after that Royal Rumble didn't do it no favors, but still, I thought the story was totally good.
It was a decent match, but absolutely nobody gave a fuck about it.
Oh yeah. And what did say? Jason Jordan got like a legit neck injury or something like that, or a back injury?
It's either a back or neck. He's like supposedly having trouble even gripping things with his hands.
Because he and Seth, they weren't even on Raw the next night, so. Which kind of surprised me, so. But.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Bar. I hate that fucking name, by the way. Just sounds dumb.
I've heard of worse names.
Yeah. At least it's not one of those like power couple names they try to give these tag teams, like Breezango or something, like fucking like Bennifer or something bullshit like that. Like, see, with Ben Affleck or Jennifer Garner or some absurd, you know, entertainment name or something like that. Like Jericho, I thought that was stupid. I like the name of. I like the name of Charlotte and Bobby Roode's Mixed Match Challenge team, the Road Warriors. That's pretty good.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So, they had that match, and then we had the three-way for the WWE title. You got kind of stiff there for a while. What happened? I can't even remember. Did Ron need him in the face or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, Braun kneed him in the face or the head real hard, and Brock got pissed off and punched him in the ear.
Can we just retire Kane now, please?
Well, I saw a thing where he was tweeting about if anyone wanted the Jacobs for Mayor sign, where to go pick some up, so... I'm sure his mayoral candidacy thing is picking up, so I'm sure we won't see him for a while.
I mean, I've got respect for the guy. You know, he's been there for like over 20 years or something. But God, it's just every time they do an interview with him, it's just fucking boring. It fucking sucks these days, you know. It's like they got to put him in the main event and stuff like that. Whatever. And Brock Lesnar won this match. I think they did say that. I think he'd probably be out like Kane will because he dumped the entire announce desk on him next night. So we took him out on a stretcher. So.
Yeah, dude, but people have been like, crushing trash compactors and came back the next week. So you never know. He could be back Monday, but I doubt it.
We think. Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I don't think we will. And we had the Women's Royal Rumble was the main event.
Which I got to say, I was, as much as they say how there's this women's revolution and they're changing everything with women, I think it says a lot when half the entrants were divas from the past and there was only, two NXT girls in the whole thing. Because I think a lot of people were expecting like 8 or 9 NXT girls and you only got 2 and you got a whole bunch of legends. So as much as they try to prop up the future of women's wrestling, they sure presented the past of women's wrestling a lot, which don't get me wrong. I don't mind. I marked out a whole lot of times and enjoyed the hell out of this Royal Rumble. But yeah, you know, for all they talk about how they're changing the future of women's wrestling, they sure presented a very past filled Royal Rumble.
Well, see, I thought most people figured there was going to be a lot of returns like from the past in this Royal Rumble just because, you know, when you can't have all the women that they have on the main roster, you know, it just seemed obvious to me there's going to be a lot of the stars from the past. But, I mean, this was a fun match. I mean, I like seeing all these people come back. I mean, I was kind of mystified on – when, like, Michelle McCool gets, like, the diesel spot and eliminates all these people.
I loved how on the Brian and Vinny show, Brian talked about how horrible Michelle McCool was. And then he does a show with Dave, and Dave's talking about how he thought she was one of the best ones of the old ones. And then Brian doesn't say shit.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't suck or nothing. I mean, it was just kind of
weird.
Well,
she fell down a couple of times. She was a little awkward, but she didn't look horrible, but she was a little off. The one that was horrible was Kelly, and it's not like she was ever like good or anything, but she was even worse than she used to be. But she was worse in the most entertaining way, seeing her like them almost botched the spinning head scissors thing where she looked like that was gonna just die, and then somehow they actually kind of pulled it off in a horrible way. It was fucking awesome. And some of the bad stuff in this Women's Royal Rumble was actually awesome.
Like, give me some examples.
Like that, the Kelly spot where she did the spinning thing, and then Michelle McCool fucking running wild while she's falling down and stuff. The Vicky Guerrero stuff was just totally fucking
that was
markout
awesome.
Moment.
Yeah, I like that. And then I know that you're going to – I think they kind of gingerly got her over the top rope from what it looked like to me. So,
well, they had to. They didn't want to kill her.
Yeah.
I mean, I like how she's like –
she
kind of like –
she's screaming the whole time.
And they're all looking at her. She's like the only one that was there was Michelle. So she's like the only one she needed to try and ask for help was Michelle. But, yeah, the Vicky stuff was fucking awesome. I thought Molly Holly looked great. I would have liked to have seen her in there a lot longer and stuff. Trish was great, looked great.
Now, Peter and Bella, they were doing that for the reality show, like the big comeback for both the girls. And they'll play it up as she didn't know if her sister was going to eliminate her. That's what they'll do on the reality show. It'll be like this controversial thing.
Yeah, and I figured that was going on, so I didn't mind them being in at the end and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought Lita did okay. She's you know, she doesn't look as hot as she used to be, so they had her kind of covered up a lot, but I thought she did all right. And I thought Tori looked fantastic. Tori looks as good as ever.
And I never even considered her to be really much of a... She's one of those, like... You know how you never considered, like, really Stacy Keibler to be a wrestler?
Yeah.
She was more just like a second or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I always looked at Tori Wilson like. And in the way Kelly, too. They weren't much in the ring. Yeah. They were more just like being seconds outside the ring or something like that.
Yeah. But Tori looked good. She looked all right. One of my favorite spots besides the Vicky thing was when Trish and Mickey fucking squared off. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. I still remember that spot in that WrestleMania match where she did the thing with her fingers.
She fucking Trish did that in the Rumble.
Did what?
She did that thing with the fingers. Trish did it. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Don't tell me you missed it.
Must have.
Yeah, I don't know how, but she did it.
I just remember that angle on Raw back in like 06 when Trish was like imitating her and like kidnapped her boyfriend or something, and they had him tied up in the middle of the ring. they took the hood off of his face, and they gave him a microphone. She said, "I think both you bitches are crazy."
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Hmm. But yeah, this was good for the first woman's Royal Rumble. I thought it was good that they, with the end and with Ronda coming out, they kind of had to have it at the end. So that was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I was thinking it might happen, but it was still a pretty big surprise when she came out. So.
Yeah.
I mean, some people say that she stole Asuka's moment, and I actually thought Asuka slapping her hand away kind of took it back, moment back from her. So, but
people just want something to bitch about. I mean, they're still bitching about fucking Brock being a part-timer. So it's just something social media, you need something to bitch about, so that's what they're going to bitch. Plus the fact that a lot of people don't like Ronda Rousey anyway. So they already have, they're just looking for a reason to fucking hate her to begin with and stuff. So, you know, whatever. They're stupid if they think Ronda Rousey's not going to bring attention from people who don't normally fucking watch WrestleMania, going to buy the network that month just to see her. And then it helps with their negotiations because it's a big fucking deal to have Ronda Rousey on your roster and shit. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Especially
the fuck
with the TV stuff they got going on now.
Move.
You know, with the TV negotiations, somebody that's going to, they say her on there, you know, it's going to make some people, you know, maybe want to keep WWE longer, you know? So
yeah.
It helps them. So,
and it got
I
a
guess,
lot of play.
I don't know
it was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're going to get that. I mean, I don't know if Rock's doing a match. I mean, been speculated him and Ronda against Tiffany and Hunter. I guess they could put Kurt Angle in there if Rock can't do it, huh? Wouldn't that be just...
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense. You know, kind of both got the MMA backgrounds and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Or Braun and Ronda, that'd be cool, too, since they did that.
Yeah, that wouldn't
Braun
be too bad either,
because
they still got the thing from Survivor Series with him and Hunter. So.
I would rather see that than him against The Miz in a Souls match at WrestleMania.
I could imagine seeing videos of Ronda and Braun training. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I'm them, I just like, yeah, have her do whatever she's going to do at WrestleMania, and then I would just have her like on like some of the real, like the big pay-per-views, like for the rest of the year. Like just do a few matches.
Just have her do SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Rumble, and Mania.
And then I'd have Asuka win the title at Mania. I'd have her hold it for the next year. I'd have Ronda win the Rumble next year. And I'd main event WrestleMania with Asuka against Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, you could do that.
I think that'd be the best shot the women have being in the last match, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think it would be good, so. I mean, I think there's a lot of money in that anyway. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, hopefully they won't screw it up.
I thought it was cool that Piper's son actually flew out there and gave her that jacket that she was wearing.
Oh, really? I didn't know
Piper's,
that.
Yeah, that was Roddy Piper's jacket. He wore in a whole bunch of appearances for like the last decade or so. And
So
his son had flown, like, flown out there or something and gave her the jacket to wear. So
yeah.
That was pretty
cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, I thought it was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people were disappointed that it was a good show and they couldn't just bitch like crazy, and that's why they had to find, oh, she's stealing the spotlight, or, oh, this or that, and, you know,
I mean, the whole thing,
grasping
I mean,
at straws.
The point at the sign is always goofy as hell to me. It gets overdone. You know, whatever. She's in there now, and she's serious about it, so, you know.
Yeah.
And she enjoys it, so good for her.
Yeah.
Did you ever link those movies I sent you last time we did the show? Did you ever get
just
to watch
Thor? I've seen Thor and I liked it, but I don't know why people say it's this great, one of the best ones ever.
I thought it was. It was my favorite Marvel movie, probably.
I have no clue why you would even say that. The movie was okay.
Is better than horseshit like the Winter Soldier, I'll tell you that much.
No, Winter Soldier was better than that one.
I know, I'm just playing. I didn't say it was my favorite, I didn't say it was the best.
Mm.
It was a fun movie.
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't, like I say, I've heard people say it's their favorite or the best one. It's like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but no, it was good.
If they say that they're their favorite or the best one, I got no problem with that.
I was just scared they were going to kill off Sif, but I guess she never showed up on in the movie. Hopefully she'll be back for the next one.
Who's that?
Sif, Lady Sif.
Who's that? Is that one of his friends from, like, one of the first ones? I don't know the name.
The three dudes and the girl.
Yeah. I like that they just got killed. Because a lot of people were upset about that. They just got, like, it was nothing. At least the Asian guy, he got a few shots in. But, you know, he died too. But,
yeah.
I mean, here's a good thing about Black Panther. Aside from it being this big breakthrough for, like, black superheroes or something, like, I don't know where that comes from. You got a lot of black folks.
I know, right? They forgot about Blade and I don't know how many
like
other fucking.
Is Jackie Robinson playing in the majors or something like that?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But I mean, it looks good. It's it looks like visually it looks awesome. So.
And then there's people who are saying, oh, it's great because it's the only first all-American cast and there's no white people. It's like, excuse me, but the fucking main villain's fucking white.
And it's got the white guy that was like one of the agents in like Civil War, I think it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got Andy Serkis in it. He's white.
Yeah, that's
in
the
African
main
nation,
clause.
Of course, there's going to be a lot of black people in it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But I've seen shit where they talk about everybody in the movie is black. It's like, what the fuck? You didn't pay attention to the commercials? Andy Serkis is not black. But I've seen that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But,
did you ever see Justice League?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Link, I sent you basically a HD copy of it, so.
I'll try. Hopefully it's not dead yet. But I was going to ask before we go, have you ever watched fucking Riverdale?
That's that shit that's supposed to be like based on Archie and Jughead and all that crap.
Yes.
No, I've never watched. My mom watches it. I've never seen it.
It's actually pretty good because it's like the total opposite of the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
They're all fucking fucked up in some way or another, and the storylines are kind of fucked up, and it's actually pretty fucking good. It's actually kind of dark. And who the girl that plays Veronica is fucking goddamn one of the hottest women I've ever seen in my fucking life.
I tell you what I watched recently. Have you ever seen Vice Principals on HBO?
No, I've only seen commercials for it.
Oh, that show was so fucking awesome. It's got what's his name? Danny McBride from. I think he was an Alien or something. He's like a producer and director, and he's got Walton Goggins from The Shield. You know who that is? Play Shane on The Shield. Did you ever watch that? I mean, it only ran for like 2 seasons. But man, that was some of the funniest shit I've seen in a long time. And I'm not usually one that gets like, into comedies and stuff like that, but it was really good.
Cool. Well, I actually need to go somewhere, so I'm going to go ahead and end the episode already. Let me draw the plugs real quick. You can always download the Stream Our Show at angrymarks.com, along with a lot of other shows, and iTunes at Angry Marks, keyword Angry Marks. And you can always download the Stream Our Show at blogtalkradio.com/Couture, and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. And you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio, and you can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo.
You can go to youtube.com/Contrera. I always got a bunch of videos up there. I don't have a lot of subscribers,
cool.
But I don't upload a bunch of shit either. I just got playlists for shit I want to watch. So
yeah.
If you want to go there and subscribe and watch a bunch of old wrestling and see like a 30-minute montage of Jason Voorhees killing people through every movie. You can go there and see that.
Cool. So we'll be back probably, I guess, after WrestleMania for sure. Who knows?
Before WrestleMania if you needed to get any info out about what's going on that weekend. So, you know.
Cool. Well, we'll see. We'll see what's going on.
Okay.
So. We'll talk to everybody. What? I thought you were trying to say something.
No.
So I guess we'll talk to everybody later.